Welcome to the HealthLinks podcast, presented by the HealthLinks family of services. I'm your host, DJ Thatcher. Our mission here is to engage in conversations about the medical, health, and wellness landscape of South Carolina so that we're all better informed. This episode is all about the wellness aspect of that. We are at the Wellness Center of the Medical University of South Carolina in downtown Charleston, joined by Colby Denton, the marketing director, Cindy Day, who's in charge of the clinical programs, and Kevin Swinewski, who's in charge of student programs and intramurals, right? Mm-hmm. I want to hear about those intramurals. So, team, welcome to the HealthLinks podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
So, okay, this is not a gym. It is not a health club. It's not just a fitness center. It's a wellness center. Now, Colby, you're the director of marketing. Is that just a, you know, marketing ploy or what? Tell us about that.
It's a little of both, I guess, DJ. I mean, we, the wellness center, we offer so much for the people of the Lowcountry. I mean, we have everything from a pool, sauna, steam room, to really clinical programs with Cindy and Chrissy, and we've got intramurals. We've got so much to offer people, and as well in those clinical programs, helping people with a variety of continuing ailments, whether it be Parkinson's disease or breast cancer survivors, prostate cancer survivors. We've got a lot of everything. We're kind of the jack of all trades as far as fitness goes and wellness, like you were saying.
I'm watching people coming and go as we got here today, and obviously people are coming to swim, they're coming to work out, they're leaving all sweaty, like we'd see at any fitness center. But tell us more about the wellness aspect of that.
Well, as far as wellness goes here, we definitely like to focus on we don't like to say that a one size fits all. Back after I'd started, we came up with this initiative at the start of the new year in 2023 called Your Best You. And that was just looking at, you know, the way fitness isn't a one size fits all. Like, and some of our products, actually, some of our swags say, discover what fitness means to you. Because it's different for everyone. You know, you may not need to lose weight. You may not need to run 5 miles. It's very different depending on the person. Like, I'm good just to go to the gym, you know, once, twice a week. You know, and then there's other people who exercise almost every day.
Okay.
But still, you know, I'm sure Cindy and Kevin can attest that, fitness, it really is different for everyone.
Yeah.
So I may be doing okay.
So Cindy, tell us a little bit about this. You know, if I'm an athlete and I'm looking for some kind of an elite program to stay in shape, you've got that. Or if I'm more realistically like I am right now, maybe just looking to stay healthy as I get older, what are some of the options you have?
Yeah, so we do have options for every single level. We have options for individuals with chronic issues, and we also have programs for athletes. We do have an athlete reboot that is coming up, and that is a program designed by athletes for athletes, and that's coming up in September 18th. And that program is going to be geared toward more higher intensity exercises, and we're going to be utilizing progressive overload to help with individuals who are already athletic. If you are not an athlete, you are welcome to join that program. If you're just someone who wants to ramp up your workout, you're welcome to join that program. But we also have personal training that also helps with all ages. We have programs that are geared toward physical therapy. After you've had physical therapy, where do you go next? So we have a program for that. We also have programs for individuals with chronic illnesses such as breast cancer, prostate cancer. We also have a program for Parkinson's disease, so we accommodate all levels, all ages.
Wow, that's amazing, the offerings you have. Yeah. We'll get back to some of that in a moment, but Kevin, I want to pull you in. So let's focus for a moment, Kevin, on your side of it. We're at the Medical University of South Carolina, so thousands of students. You're in charge of programs for those students and also the intramurals. Tell us a bit about that.
Intramurals and recreational sports too, because we have both organized sport, but then we also have pickup play. And so we have something every day of the week, in the mornings, in the afternoons, and also not only for our students, but our other populations get to participate at the same time too. So it's actually a really wonderful networking opportunity for our student population. On top of that, of just the sports and the recreational opportunities, we also have a variety of resources that we have brought together from all of our campus experts in the form of different types of aspects of wellness. So we have the physical side, which of course is a lot of what this facility is about, but we also focus on the mental side. We even focus on the social side, the emotional side, even the environmental side for that matter. So we do see wellness as a multidimensional service.
And it's interesting too, the mental health side of it. You know, I guess a lot of us will start any kind of a fitness program, maybe not stick with it. You know, I mean, it's like the New Year's resolution kind of thing. Mm-hmm. How does the mental health side or that social side help with that?
So I guess one way to say it is that we have a lot of the sports and recreational opportunities are usually done in a team setting or in multiple people. And so those people do help others stick with it. They've also formed bonds with each other. For instance, our pickleball program, we have a variety of people playing pickleball, whether it's students, whether it's our community members. And it is a very social game. Yeah. People are talking with each other during the game, before and after the game. And so they stick together.
You got some accountability too, it
sounds
like.
Well, and they end up doing other programs and services at our facility too. They do group exercise together now because they formed that bond in one area and now they've moved over to the other side. They swim together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They run together. They do all kinds of things together.
And these are the people too who will just come in and be like, hey, Kev, we need a fourth. You in? You know, and
that's great.
That's how it works.
I do play a little bit with them.
A little bit.
That's good.
A little bit.
The fringe benefit of the job. It is. Sure.
Why I actually have been certified as an instructor and a coach. So I do.
That's
actually,
great.
I teach the students and our community members as well.
Well, you're well qualified. You know, you mentioned pickleball a moment ago. I mean, it's overtaking the country. I know.
Yes, it is.
They just paved over some tennis courts near my house. They're all pickleball now. Is that like one of the most popular intramural programs you have now?
It is. Well, it's the largest student organization we have on campus.
Is it really?
There's over 250 members in this student organization. We have over 100 student organizations on our campus too, but this one has just, it's only been around for about 3 years now, but it has just soared in popularity. And so they play twice a week as an organized group on our rooftop, because we have four rooftop courts. We have three indoor courts too. This has just been able to meet the demand that has been ever growing.
Yeah.
Pickleball is the fastest growing sport in our country. And it is here as well.
As a tennis player, it's tough for me to adjust to that, but it's fun.
I played tennis as a junior. It took me a month to unlearn tennis pickleball better. Yes, that is great.
Great. Well, Cindy, tell us a little bit more about some of the clinical programs that you have for different types of individuals. You mentioned, like, first of all, Parkinson's disease, which we just did a podcast on that not too long ago. Mm-hmm. For families or for individuals suffering with that, mm-hmm. what do you offer in that realm?
So we currently offer a program called Rock City Boxing, and we are affiliated through the Rock City Boxing Corporation. So it's Rock City Boxing at MUSC, and that is for individuals who have PD, and it is a boxing-based fitness class. So it's super fun.
They're duking it out with each other?
Well, no, it's not.
Okay, I want to see.
Contact boxing, but yes, they are.
That's a good question.
They are learning to utilize boxing techniques.
Gotcha.
And that's a really fun aspect of it, and it kind of brings back to that question that you asked about sort of mental health. But I think a lot of the programs that we do offer that are clinical exercise programs, and even some of our just fitness programs are more like holistic based. So we try to think about the entire person. So yes, we are working on our physical fitness, but in Rock City Boxing, for example, we're also working on balance. We're also working on camaraderie. Parkinson's disease can be isolating. And it can completely change your life. And so coming together with other individuals who understand what you're going through is a big portion of this program.
Wow.
We are also implementing a new program called Pick It Up for Parkinson's Disease, and that is a pickleball Parkinson's disease program. Yep. This is an exercise program to learn how to play pickleball recreationally in a safe environment.
So it's going to be a big thing for us. It's starting September 30th. This is the pilot program, you know, it's aiming to get people with Parkinson's disease excited about the sport, to teach them techniques, how to be safe playing it. The biggest thing is it is sponsored by the MUSC Movement Disorders and Neuroscience Department.
Okay, great. Well, another big advantage of coming here is opposed to maybe a typical health club, so nothing bad about those, but, you know, it gives you that extra element.
This program is the first of its kind. Working with these clinicians, we're realizing that there is a gap that we're going to be trying to fill on a national level eventually.
Wow.
We are going to eventually reach out to other facilities around the country and help teach all of these aspects, because there is a demand here.
I know another program that you have is all about, rumor has it, not the Adele song, but this is R-H-E-U-M, rheumatoid, or what's that all about? Can speak to that one.
So that is a program geared toward individuals who have rheumatological conditions. So that could be rheumatoid arthritis, that could be lupus, that could be fibromyalgia. So any type of rheumatoid condition, you are able to join in on this program. It is a program that requires a physician's clearance form, but what's really special about this program is that it is mostly aquatic based, and so that allows the program to be low impact.
Yeah.
So the symptoms that people with rheumatological conditions typically suffer with, they'll be more able to access these exercise techniques because it's in that low impact environment.
Okay, yeah. Good. You mentioned the physicians okay and so forth.
Yeah.
Do you have physicians available if someone needs that?
Yeah, so we are currently working with MUSC physicians and
I figured you had a connection.
Yeah. So if an individual is interested, we are able to help them get that physician's clearance form if possible. And then we also bring in the input from these rheumatologists.
Okay, gotcha. So anybody who's coming in, by the way, just to get in shape, maybe they haven't been to a fitness center for a while, is there a clear-cut path they go through, like a medical clearance or an evaluation or anything, if need be? Or
wait, are you talking about the program?
Well, really, anybody, anything.
So I would say that if you're just... if you don't have a current chronic condition, if you're a pretty healthy person in general, if you are working with a personal trainer, they will always do a PARQ with you, just to see where you're at currently in your fitness journey, and also to understand if you do have any issues, previous injuries. So yes, I would say that you will have that initial consultation with your trainer and an interview to make sure that you're ready for your exercise adherence.
Sure, but that's important too. You mentioned earlier about patients who've gone through physical therapy and they're done.
Yes.
It's like, now what do I do?
Yep.
So if they're coming in, I guess you coordinate or see what their history has been and coordinate a program for them. Is that how it works?
Absolutely, yes. We have a program called Beyond Therapy, and that actually, the trainers that are involved in that program will actually reach out to the previous physical therapist and get their program that they were utilizing and incorporate that into their fitness program.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bridging the gap, kind of.
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up.
Yeah.
Nicole, you mentioned also you have a couple of events coming up in October.
Yes,
what's the biggie you're talking about?
So a huge one that we've got coming up is it's the Breast Cancer Survivors Expo.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third annual event. We've had, this will be the third year doing it.
Yeah.
We're super excited about it because this is just a great opportunity for people in the community to see what resources are out there if you're a breast cancer survivor. Because there's actually, it's very difficult to find some of these things. I mean, that's a problem I'm sure a lot of populations struggle with. But this event brings in vendors from all over the Lowcountry, whether they specialize in, let me think, Cindy, I'm trying to remember some of the names, like Knitted Knockers. I'm just throwing out a couple different names. That's one of the names.
It is.
Yeah, I love it.
We'll have some genetic testing people available.
Yeah.
So we'll have some information on meal prepping if people need that. We'll have some lymphatic massage individuals come and speak on that. And this is actually open to not just breast cancer survivors, but anyone who's been impacted by breast cancer in any way.
Gotcha.
So family members, friends, and clinicians.
And where is that being held?
It's being held in the gym here, just right here at the MUSC Wellness Center, 45 Courtney Drive. And it's free and open to the public.
Kelly's marketing.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's free and open to the public.
Sure.
And registration isn't required for this event. But if you would like, the first 50 registrants get a free guest pass to the Wellness Center.
Cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So registration in that instance is required.
That's great. All right. Hey, by the way, people might think, okay, you know, I'm around the Charleston area, but I got to go downtown to the Wellness Center. Is it really that hard to navigate around here and get parking and so forth? Or what's your answer there?
The day, we are having it on Sunday, October 13th, so weekends are very easy to navigate to come downtown,
How about on a regular basis, just for people coming to work out?
Yeah,
there's a garage next door.
And there's a garage next door. There's actually a garage under the building, too.
Okay.
That's directly underneath us. And also, we're kind of right off of the crosstown, too, so it's kind of easy in, easy out from some of the main arteries.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, certain times of the day when there's traffic, too.
Well, it's Charleston. We get that.
That's right. But otherwise, though, we're pretty easy to get to.
Even if you come during peak hours, there should be parking.
Sure, sure. The website down below, but to give us an idea, just the cost in general for membership.
There's a lot of different options,
right,
DJ4 membership, but the standard community membership right now, it includes access to all our group exercise classes, your access to the facility anytime we're open during our operating hours. Typically, if you're a member, it gets you discounts off of the paid programs, like women and weights and such.
Okay.
But the standard community rate is about $91 a month, typically, for just all year. And you can do that pay it all up front or do it monthly. And then there's various other options too, like we have student pricing.
Well, we have employee. We have an express membership, for instance. So there's limited hours that you could use the facility at a reduced cost as well.
Gotcha. So we're taking our walking tour now at the Wellness Center at the Medical University of South Carolina. We're in the lobby. Colby, Cindy, Kevin, lead the way. What should we see?
Let's go around the corner. I think we're going to check out, we're going to see what's going on in the main gym and just a couple of our other areas in this place.
Terrific. Here we go. Okay, we're at the upstairs elevated track that runs around the entire building here. Gives us a bird's eye view. Colby, what are we looking at here? Obviously, it's a fitness center. Tell us more about this.
So this is definitely one of the more popular rooms in the place. DJ, this is our cardio room. There's over 100 pieces of equipment in this room right here, and that ranges from Stairmasters to treadmills, ellipticals, recumbent bikes. We've got a couple various items in here as well, like some of our weight machines. We have a dedicated weight room, you know, for free weights and everything. But in here, we have a lot of our personal trainers working with some of their clients on these machines. And we've got a new rope pull machine. And we always try to have one of our Wellness Center employees working at a desk here to answer any questions, show you how to use a piece of equipment you might not know. And we get this awesome view from our indoor track right here.
All right, so I'm hearing some smack talk here. This is... looks like a pretty high-intensity basketball game going on. What are we watching here, Kevin?
Right now, we are watching our noon pickup basketball game. This happens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Anywhere from 20 to 40 people show up. That's just in the daytime. We also have it on weeknights as well and have even more people. Wow. This is in addition to our intramural program, where we see we play basketball, we play volleyball, we play indoor soccer. We work with some area leagues to play some sports that we don't have facilities for. But all in all, we see about 1,000 people playing each year.
That's pretty cool. So the intramural programs are obviously scheduled and more formalized, I guess,
organized,
versus the pickup, right?
Yes, and the interesting thing about it is in a post-COVID world, we've actually seen more participation in the pickup sports because some people may not be able to have the time to invest into the 8-week program, whereas they could come, oh, I'm here, you know, for 2 weeks right now, I'm going to come play every single day. So we're actually seeing a spike in increase in play in our pickup sports as a result.
That's terrific. What a great opportunity. All right, so the whole center here at the Wellness Center at MUSC has been a wow, but now this is the big wow. We are on the rooftop, and Cindy, tell us a little bit about what you have to offer here.
Okay, cool. This is our rooftop functional training area. So this area right here that you see is for functional training. We do hold some programs up here, fitness, clinical, and then you're also welcome to just come up here and train when there's nothing else going on up here. You can see that we have some sleds, we have some tires, some TRX. We also have some heavy bags, but we also have a basketball court, and then we have a tennis court that also doubles for pickleball and an outdoor track.
All right, so Kevin, you mentioned earlier about pickleball. There are quite a few courts up here. Tell us more about that.
So we actually have 4 pickleball courts that are laid over our tennis courts. So we actually double, and actually our student clubs come and play up here. But we also have a tennis club. So the tennis club plays in here on separate days. And even the pickleball group has sponsored student tournaments up here. We've actually laid temporary courts on the basketball court too. So we've had as many as 6 pickleball courts up here, running for hours at a time.
So, Colby, tell us how many other fitness centers, health clubs have a rooftop like this?
I would say what we have is very unique for sure, DJ, because one or two places may have something similar, but they don't have the scale that we have. They don't have the rooftop track, the basketball court, the pickleball courts, the combination for sure. And I mean, and the outdoor track is really nice when the weather's nice like today, or if the weather's icky like it tends to shift, we've got an indoor track. So that's great.
Terrific. Hey, so right now we're looking at the very large indoor pool. Colby, how big is this?
This pool is 25 meters. It's also called a junior Olympic size, DJ. And we've got 7 lanes that you can actually go swimming in. It's a really comfortable depth, so you don't have to worry about drowning unless you're very short.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a good thing. But everyone is free to use this pool as long as the facility's open. It only closes 15 minutes before the rest of the facility.
So Cindy, walk us through. How's Colby doing here?
He's doing all right. I taught him, so he's keeping those hands up. He's kind of looking past the bag, keeping those elbows up, finding his own rhythm. Looks pretty good.
So, Colby, we're standing here in the middle of the newly renovated weight room. Tell us more about this.
Yes, sir. This definitely looks a lot better than it did before the renovation. We renovated back in 2021. So in here, you've got essentially every kind of weight
rack, squat racks, deadlift, TRX bands that you can think of. Olympic racks, I think, is what they're called. Forgive me, I'm not an aficionado on the weights as much, but we've also got like a free weights area down there with dumbbells and barbells, kettlebells, so that way you can just do whatever kind of exercise you want. And we've also got another locker room and showers down here.
Cindy, Colby, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us on the Health Links Podcast. Thank you for joining us for this episode. Remember, the Health Links Podcast is presented by the Health Links family of services. And to gain access to anything related to Health Links South Carolina, check out our website at healthlinkssc.com. And to listen to any of our nearly 100 podcasts, hey, simply put a /podcast in front of that website. You can check those out as well. And to reach me directly, perhaps for comments about our guests, or maybe suggestions for future podcasts, love to hear from you. You reach me directly at host@healthlinkssc.com. Once again, I'm DJ Thatcher. Thank you for joining.